You're listening to SBS News.
France is extending coronavirus curfews to around two-thirds of its population, as the country records its highest daily rise in cases. Health authorities are reporting infection numbers have increased by more than 41,500, bringing France's cumulative total to 999,000. French Prime Minister Jean Castex says a 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew imposed last week in Paris and eight other major cities will be introduced in 38 more regions and some overseas territories, including Polynesia.
Over the last few days, the situation has worsened. The circulation level of the virus is extremely high. Over the last 7 days, the ratio is 251 people out of 100,000. This means a 40% progression over the last week.
The Greek government is also imposing a nightly curfew in areas of the country with high infection rates. Greece has recorded significantly lower numbers of COVID-19 than other European countries. But with cases starting to rise earlier this month, they've reached a new peak of 882. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says a 12:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will come into effect in Greater Athens and other regions of concern from Saturday. He says outdoor mask use will also be made mandatory in those areas.
The next months are expected to be difficult, and because a general lockdown is not my wish, other measures are needed. Smarter, more targeted, more effective measures.
Italy's daily count of new cases has also risen to an all-time high, with just over 16,000 reported, as has Germany's, with almost 12,000. Meanwhile, the British government is tightening COVID-19 restrictions on the English areas of Stoke-on-Trent, Coventry and Slough. From Saturday, the three regions will be placed into the high category of the country's three-tier system. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the change means that the hundreds of thousands of people living in those areas won't be allowed to mix indoors with anyone outside their household.
Unfortunately, we're seeing rising rates of infection in Stoke-on-Trent, in Coventry and in Slough. In all of these areas, there are over 100 positive cases per 100,000 people. Cases are doubling around every fortnight, and we're seeing a concerning increase of cases among the over 60s.
Despite recording more than 1 million cumulative cases, the Spanish government is postponing a decision on whether it should follow other countries in imposing nightly curfews. National authorities have held a video meeting with regional health chiefs on the matter. But Health Minister Salvador Illa says while the pandemic is out of control in many parts of Spain, they stopped short of making a decision.
Las comunidades autónomas han ido...
The regional governments expressed their opinions regarding this, but we haven't reached a consensus, and so we will continue working on the measure in future meetings.
In the United States, many parts of the country are reporting record single-day increases in COVID-19 infections. The states of Indiana, North Dakota, Illinois, Montana, Oklahoma, Utah, and Ohio have all posted daily records, while Florida is reporting its highest single-day increase in more than 2 months. The number of coronavirus deaths reported across the country have also reached their highest point in 2 months, as have the number of COVID-19 patients in hospital. It's a different story in Africa, where countries have generally experienced a drop or plateauing of recorded cases in recent weeks. The World Health Organization says the region has seen a downward trend from a daily average of more than 15,000 infections in July to less than 4,000 in the past month. But WHO Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, warns case counts could increase with the rollout of new antigen-based rapid diagnostic tests.
This would be a game changer, we think, in the fight against COVID-19. These high-quality rapid tests will help meet the huge unmet need for testing in Africa. While there are testing challenges in many parts of the world, we've seen that African countries have faced a significant gap throughout the pandemic. For example, Senegal has significantly boosted its testing capacity, but it still has testing 14 times less than the Netherlands. Nigeria is testing 11 times less than Brazil.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.